All right. Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. Excited to have Dr. Nate Sharon again. He's always a favorite, although he's not one of mine. I always leave, you know, having to work on something pretty serious in my life as a result of what he shares. No, I love that. So we're going to take a minute. Mick Baker, good to see you on here this morning. And we're going to turn it over to you real quickly. Nate is the founding president, I guess, of PFR. And he is the chief diversity officer for Point University. I'm trying to get all your C letter O's up there. So anyway, there we go. So y'all, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlop, take over, Doc.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Good morning to everybody. So yeah, this has been a very interesting week for me. And one of the things that I've been thinking about, particularly this morning, was on this whole notion of power. I've been thinking about power, and I don't know why, but I think, you know, there's been so many different things that we've seen this year alone, such as like the trickling towards coming out of the worst of COVID-19, right? Maybe the Lord has sent some things and is sending some things and allowing some situations to grab our attention, or maybe to arrest the plans that we have been doing or things that we're trying to put in place for the sake of our institutions or for our profit margins or to keep the doors open, you know, those statements that really sound good on the surface. And if you've been paying attention, you may have noticed that the Lord continues to do some things or allow some things to happen. And maybe some of the reason why that's happening is to pause us to putting ourselves into a position of resetting some of the wrongs against some of our neighbors, known or unknown, right? Things our neighbors may know we've done against them, things that they may not have known. It could have been because some people who are neighbors that may not be of the same political persuasion or maybe the same socioeconomic status as us. Maybe God is even nudging us a little bit to step off the gas, if you will, on this Christian highway that so many of us are running so many miles an hour. Maybe he's doing it so we can have some ears to hear from those that the Lord has actually placed around us to either warn us of a deer in the road or to take the wheel from us when we get sleepy so that everybody gets to make it to the destination without hurt, harm, or danger. Things that I'm just thinking about. I'm thinking about this notion of power and how it intrigues me, because when I think about power, especially God's power, a few things come to mind. You know, phenomena like tornadoes and floods and hurricanes, right? Nobody wants to talk about hurricanes right now because of what's going on down in Florida. But these are things that are happening in our lives, and they continue to happen. As powerful as these things are, my heart cries out to all of the people who've experienced all of the damage that comes from, for example, tornadoes. I don't know if you know this, but this year alone, from like January to June, we've had $393 million worth of damage that communities have been affected. Now, that may not bleed your heart like it bleeds mine, but if you lived in Kansas, if you lived in Louisiana, if you lived in places like Michigan or Iowa, where these things have hit a particular city, yeah, those things would kind of really be important to you. But even more than that, I think about the words of Christ that's written in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Because it talks about power there too, right? It talks about, but you will receive power once the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth, right? Those are the words in your Bible that's read, right? Meaning Jesus actually said it, right? So two things I want us to deal with, I guess, really quickly. The first is power and positioning when it comes to power. And the second is going to be witnessing. So the place where these disciples had to be for power to be transformed from Jesus to themselves was in Jerusalem. And so my question to you is, what is the place that God has spoken to you about, and where will you receive your power? Now, listen, y'all know how I am. Folks walk around, talk about they have the Holy Spirit, but sometimes the fruit doesn't show no power. If you told me that you paid your power bill last month, but then I roll up to your house, I expect to not see y'all sitting with candles as your primary light source, right? So I don't say this as if to say that nobody has the power of the Holy Spirit. Rather, I just want us to just contemplate on the things that have or have not occurred in our lives, and then take inventory about those things. Take inventory to see if we've been positioned in the right place to receive the power, or if we're just satisfied with operating off some no-name batteries, you know, the ones that sit in the closet for a couple of years and you don't really use them until you really, really need them, and then they don't last as long as you need, then you're upset. So the second thing is, to receive power, you really must be patient. I invite you to put yourself into that text for a moment and imagine the state of the disciples. Imagine that their teacher, their guide, Jesus the Christ, who was crucified and resurrected. That was a powerful phenomenon all within itself. And patience, my brothers and sisters, is a virtue as well as a biblical principle. I understand that it's not easy to be patient, but being patient, especially with patient with people like Kevin, but being patient to the Lord's direction sometimes and most often will kind of work itself out to be profitable for us. Being patient allows us to love like Jesus during disappointment from leaders that hold fast to allowing politics and race to outshine who they were supposed to be in Christ, which is really loving your neighbors as yourself. Being patient, just like the disciples, means that we have faith to believe in the promises of receiving the power of the Holy Spirit, even when we don't know how long it's going to be when that Spirit is released to us. So the power that is available to us, it all comes from this intentionality that Jesus did, the intentionality of things that Jesus said, and how those things are examples to us to be our witnesses. So my prayer today is from this day forward, each one of us will receive the power and display the power of the Holy Spirit through our words and through our thoughts and through our actions. The day that you receive power, and then sometimes your light goes out and you need to receive some more again, just know that you are charged to do something with it, and you got to do it for the kingdom. All right, I know y'all been challenged. I'll turn it back over to Kevin.
Hey, well, and yeah, boy, power. That's one's going to keep you busy now. So challenge us all to get out there and be the edge and allow that power to help make that. Well, that's the only